Home plate at Yankee Stadium was covered with bouquets of flowers yesterday, and the pitcher's mound was draped with red, white, and blue. On second base stood a stage where dignitaries, religious leaders, and entertainers gathered to mourn those lost in the World Trade Center attacks. The event was called A Prayer for America, and NPR's Andy Powers attended.
Part prayer service, part uplifting patriotic rally, the Yankee Stadium event was nothing if not inclusive. Not only were the spectators and the speakers diverse, but the music defied categorization, other than to say that it all seemed to touch the crowd. There was a police bagpipe band, there was the Boys and Girls Choir of Harlem,
we are not afraid, we are not afraid.
There was a prayer from the Quran.
وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا
وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. Tenor Placido Domingo sang a special favorite of New York's mayor.
Ave Maria.
And Bette Midler addressed one of her hits to the many relief workers in attendance. The audience agreed with her sentiment.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I would like to be.
In between the music, MC Oprah Winfrey introduced the speakers, who included a broad range of politicians and clergy members. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani drew repeated cheers, including when he vowed that the New York skyline will rise again. One rabbi asked New Yorkers not to let the large death toll turn those missing into mere numbers. 6,000 people did not die, he said. One person died 6,000 times. Another rabbi was Joseph Potasnik of the New York Fire Department.
When we were asked as children what we wanted to be when we were older, we would answer, a fireman, a policeman. Today, as adults, we again answer, we want to be like them.
New York's Catholic Archbishop offered a prayer, as did Protestant, Greek Orthodox, Sikh, and Hindu clergy. But the crowd grew especially quiet when Imam Isaac L. M. Pasha offered his thoughts on the tragedy.
We, Muslims, Americans, stand today with a heavy weight on our shoulder, that those who would dare do such dastardly acts claim our faith. There are no believers in God at all.
During the prayer for America, many in the crowd wept and waved flags. After, many left smiling and laughing, a welcome sight in New York right now. But Katrina James, who wore a picture of her missing god sister Ronnie around her neck, was not smiling.
I thought it was nice that they tried to bring people together.
Did the service make you feel better?
In a way it did, but it also made me angry and kind of sad because, you know, the reason that we're here today.
Andy Bowers, NPR News, New York.